From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. 3 pounds of suspected methamphetamine, a stolen gun, and paraphernalia land a man behind bars in Humboldt County. Authorities went to multiple travel trailers located off Singly Bar Road near Fern Bridge and served a search warrant. They arrested 35-year-old Michelle Ioma Roque for a possession of a controlled substance count, along with possession of a controlled substance for sale and being armed while in possession of a controlled substance. It was taken to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. PG&E announcing a comprehensive community wildfire safety program, the utility working in close coordination with first responders, civic and community leaders, and customers. The efforts they hope will have an immediate impact on reducing wildfire threats and improving safety in advance of the start of wildfire season. The multifaceted program focuses on 3 key areas: bolstering wildfire prevention and emergency response efforts, working with customers and first responders to put in place new and enhanced safety measures, and doing more over the long term to harden the electric system to help reduce wildfire threats. A search warrant not targeting cannabis uncovered a huge batch of it this week in the Orrick area. Deputies discovered a large concentrated cannabis manufacturing facility contained within a barn. Deputies from the Drug Enforcement Unit obtained a search warrant to investigate the manufacturing facility. After rendering the facility and the manufacturing equipment safe, deputies located 9 concentrated cannabis extractors that were using butane and propane, 2 others that were using carbon dioxide. Deputies also located a facility that was using ethanol to refine the concentrated cannabis. Deputies seized 586 pounds of concentrated cannabis and 4,700 pounds of cannabis shake and trim from the site. The City of Arcata wants to hear from you about the retail sales of cannabis within city limits. You can email comments to jmateer, J-M-A-T-E-E-R, at cityofarcata.org. It's anticipated the City Council will have their first hearing about the issue on April 18th. The public welcome and encouraged to attend and comment at the hearing. Well, RE/MAX Humboldt Realty presenting St. Joseph Hospital with a check for $5,000 to benefit the cancer care program in Humboldt County. The check donated in honor of Beth Wayne, a realtor with RE/MAX Humboldt Realty for 16 years, who died suddenly last year in the middle of her battle with cancer. The St. Joseph Hospital Cancer Care Program is the North Coast's only comprehensive acute care facility and a leading provider of cancer care services on the North Coast. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.